This sounds like something from a science fiction movie. It's a tiny engine made of gold that can be used to get robots into living cells. That's exactly what researchers at the University of Bath have designed. Some experts saying it could transform the way we navigate the world around us. Dr. Ventislav Valev is from the university's Department of Physics, and he's one of the people behind the research. He's been telling me more about it.
Perhaps I should start by asking you a question.
Oh.
Have you been thinking about buying a house?
I think we all have at some point in our lives, haven't we? Yes, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you think about growing a house instead?
Growing a house? That's interesting. Tell me more about that.
Well, you see, that seems to be the most efficient way that nature has devised to build up materials. If you want to get a tree, you plant a seed and you watch it grow. Somehow we haven't been able to do that. And when you think about life, it's essentially nanotechnology. All the proteins and enzymes are at the scale of nanomaterials. So this development of nanotechnology hasn't happened, even though science fiction authors have been talking about it for quite some while, about nanobots all around us, building materials, going inside our body. We believe that's what's really been hampering this progress is the lack of nano engines, of powerful, fast nanomachines powering up this transformation. And in a way, this is what we have devised.
I understand what you're saying, but it still sounds like something from a sci-fi film. So I'm thinking that it must have taken an awful lot of research, an awful lot of time. How many man hours or days or years has this taken?
It's difficult to quantify, but we began working on the project about 2 years ago.
And how easy is it to make something like this happen when you are working in, you know, tiny, it's impossible to say how small the scale is that you're working on, but how is easy is that?
The scale is roughly a million times that of an ant. Well, once you have something like our engines built, it is surprisingly easy in retrospective. When you're looking for solutions, it tends to be quite difficult. So it's not so much a question of the scale, it's the question of finding the solution that's the problem.
And if you have these little engines, what are the practical applications of technology like that in the future? What can you use it for?
Well, you're probably familiar of how electronics has progressed from bulky lamps and transistors in televisions and radio sets to microchips. Well, in a very similar way, chemistry has been developing reactors whereby molecules flow through little tubes rather than big pipes in factories. This is called microfluidics, so we can now have a lab on a chip, just the same way that you have electronics on a chip. However, this technology hasn't been progressing much because it's limited in its complexity due to the fact that to flow these molecules, you need very bulky hydraulics. Our ants can be used as pumps and valves that can be dispersed through a microfluidic circuit, thereby enabling a much larger complexity. This would allow us to synthesize pharmaceuticals, analyze chemicals, possibly interfere with even living organisms in a much more efficient way than this has been done before.
And how realistic is it that it will be used for that? And how quickly do you think we'll see it being used for that in the future?
Well, the applications I was just discussing in terms of tiny little pumps and valves, we're looking at a time scale of 2 to 5 years. Beyond that, we are looking at possibly walking robots and self-propulsion.
You've created this teeny tiny micro engine. Can you get even smaller, or do you think that this is the smallest you will be able to get now?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The thing is that the scale of technology we have been looking at is precisely the nanoscale, because that is also the scale of life. Now, we could go below that potentially and try to do useful things, but in that case, it might not interface so well with living organisms.
Oh, I see. So you could go smaller, but it could actually be a waste of time, really, because you wouldn't be able to do anything with it.
It might limit its applicabilities, indeed.
It always worries me when a scientist or professor or doctor says, that's a very interesting question, because you think, yeah, have I just asked a really stupid one? Or does he genuinely mean that? Dr. Ventislav Valev from the University of Bath talking to me a little earlier. And our researchers there have managed to create the world's smallest engine made out of gold particles. It's fascinating.